Welcome back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch after a wild night of baseball. Yesterday, Checkers and Braves getting set for the fourth game of a six-game set. And as always on Fridays, time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, that was pretty wild last night. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
What was it like last night? Two real close games. The second one deep into the night. First time we've played past 11 o'clock this year. And the Checkers end up getting the win thanks to that two-run walk-off from Xavier Warren.
I mean, definitely, like you said, just a long, long day of baseball, you know. Like, every time that you have a doubleheader and, you know, both games are close, like, you know that you're going to have, you know, some tough innings and stuff like that. And it's gonna extend and it's going to be a long day. And it was great, you know, for Xavier to get that you know, walk-up homer last night that really saved our day. Like, it would have been a rough one, you know, like 11 p.m. and then just, like, with two losses, that would have been tough.
How good of a feeling was it in the dugout, in the clubhouse post-game, seeing the guys react to such a big swing, the final swing of what was 16 innings of baseball yesterday?
It's always great, man. You know, all the walk-ups are fun. All of them are special, you know, and especially for Warren, you know, like, he came in the game for Bobby, you know, he had an injury, and then, like, all of a sudden he's in the game, and he's the guy that, you know, that gives us the victory. So it's just good to see, you know, like, just good to see him be successful in that position right there.
How about the bullpen as well? They've been nails this week, especially Justin Yeager yesterday, getting six up, six down in extras with the runner on second, and the guy didn't score in either inning. How big has it been just getting length from this bullpen and dominance from this bullpen over about the last 2 weeks?
That was very impressive last night. Like, you know, whenever you go into extra innings with the ghost runners starting at second, it's very rare when they don't score. And for him to be able to do it, like, you know, back-to-back innings and just give us a chance to stay in the game and come back and win it, that was great to see it. And like you said, like, the bullpen has been great for us and has been, you know, eating up a lot of innings. And it's just good to, you know, to have those guys that you can always count on.
How about throughout this series as well? It's been a bullpen that's been hot yesterday, pitched well. And the same thing on the opener on Tuesday. How much has it helped take some pressure off the offense when the bullpen's putting up zeros inning after inning after inning?
Obviously, that's a good thing to have, you know. We have been, like, scuffling a little bit, you know, lately with the bats and stuff like that. So, you know, to have those guys, you know, just give you quality innings and just keeping the games close, giving you against giving you a chance to come back and just win games, like, that's always great to have, man. That's just impressive what they've been doing.
Talking about a hot bat, though, Connor Scott's been swinging a real hot bat here lately. How much have you seen him grow in about the last 5-6 weeks, just as he's entered the Brewers organization and has been added to the Checkers roster?
I mean, he's a kid that he just blended in really well, you know, as soon as he got here to the team. And, you know, he's been really good in the clubhouse with the guys too, and like I said, he just blended it real well, and he's doing really good right now for us, and he's been a big piece of our success, you know, in this second half of the season.
What's been the biggest thing that you've seen from him in his time with Biloxi that's really stood out to you?
I mean, just like how good of a teammate he is, and how well he plays the game of baseball. He plays the game right. He always hustles, and he's always, you know, pushing his teammates to be better. Like, he's just a gentleman, like, out there on the field, and you know, he's a really great worker. So it's just paying off for him on the field.
How about him unlocking some power as well in a big time way? It seems like every time you turn around, that swing is so thunderous. Anytime he squares up a baseball, it's off the bat at 105 plus.
I mean, that's something that's you know, very impressive. He has it within him, and he knows he can do it. It's just you know, a matter of you know, consistency, and just for him to continue to do the same thing and continue to be, you know, successful at the plate for us.
Records for consecutive games for the Checkers go back 2018. Brock Wilkins in the lineup tonight. He's about to tie that record. Troy Stokes Jr., the only other guy in franchise history who has appeared in 79 consecutive games. Doesn't look like Wilt right now is getting an off day anytime soon with how often he's been in this lineup. How impressed have you been by the fact that he's willing, able, and wanting to play every single day over this almost 80-game streak?
I mean, that's just a result of his his daily routine, like the way that he goes about his business every day, you know, with his mobility and everything he does in the gym, and you know, and just keeping himself available. That has been the biggest part, I think. And like I said, just like the way he carries himself and everything he does in the gym, like that's what makes this possible.
How much does that kind of speak to almost a big league mindset from Brock of wanting to be in the order every single day, not wanting an off day, and continuing to play day after day after day in just his first full professional season?
I mean, that's something, you know, that is very, very good to see. You know, he's a guy that could be, like, with our big league club anytime soon. And you have to be ready to be playing playing every day and like, to be out there in the lineup and doing your best, you know, for 162 games in the big leagues, close to 140 here. So this is just a good, like, good practice for him. And he's done great so far. So, you know, kudos to him for continuing to, you know, to take care of himself, of his body, and staying hydrated. You know, we all know how hot it is out here. So just kudos to him for staying consistent.
You're a big Friends fan. You're wearing a Friends t-shirt. Now that asks the most important question. What's your favorite episode of Friends?
There's a lot of them, you know, but like one of the funniest ones, it's like the We Were on a Break one, you know, with Rachel and Ross, you know. Every time that they say that, it's just funny.
Who's your favorite character?
I love Joey. Joey's so funny, you know. He's like one of the funniest guys in the, like, in the show, and just a good character, you know. He's funny in general.
Fidel, appreciate the time. Thanks so much as always.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shackers and Braves coming up next.